You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment. Let me just tell you what the drive moment is, then we'll play you a clip. Came up with Khomotso. Life entanglements you regret getting into with your ex. Hey?
Is it true your ex-wife have access to your bank account?
Yeah. I told you, I trust her implicitly.
I beg your pardon?
Implicitly, I trust her. If she wanted to take it, she could. There's very few people that you meet where you can trust implicitly. And to be honest, she was there when we were living at the in-laws house. She was there when we couldn't afford a hamburger. She was there through the grind. She, to me, just like we kind of separated when we started making it.
Right.
So she doesn't get to enjoy any of that.
Right.
To me, that's not right. I'm a loyalty guy.
You are a boy. You long to the song for real.
Yeah.
I don't know too many people doing that.
I know it surprises people. But if she wanted to do something with it, she could have done with it a long time ago.
If your ex-wife, is she married?
She's dating somebody, boyfriend.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah. I want her to be happy. It's true.
But then she can't get no more access, Dave. She gotta cut off, cut a little.
I won't even notice if it's gone.
You mean to tell me she might?
I mean, if she takes it all.
No. But she might take, like, you know what? I'm gonna have this extravagant wedding. I'm gonna spend, you know, $500,000 on a wedding. You cool with?
Yes, 100%.
Lord have mercy.
You know this clip, reminds me of the story of Neil Diamond. Mm-hmm. When, you know, Neil Diamond and his wife decided to go separate ways. Neil Diamond was worth about $400 million then.
Okay.
And they agreed on a 50-50
split.
Okay. And people were laughing at and Neil Diamond saying, why would... He says, I met her when I was broke. I was 19. I had nothing. And she used to help me financially.
Build my career. Earned it too.
So she's earned the money.
Yeah.
And yeah, I totally understood it. But this guy is also crazy.
Shay was beside himself.
He took off his spectacles.
So this girl can get married with your money.
Yeah.
Ari, yes.
Because it's loyalty.
I'm loyal. I'm a loyal person.
Yeah.
I know what she had to put up with. I know what she had to deny herself. So just because we are no longer together, it doesn't mean I do not appreciate the things that she did in the past. So yes,
so
if she needs the money, let her take it.
So what I thought was also interesting about this conversation, where he talks about when they met, he was broke. But when they parted ways, maybe a year, 3 years later, he started making the money.
Mm.
But he says he was feeling guilty that the person who was there for me all this time...
When I was grinding.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's the same person that you want to go to when you're doing well.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that has left a void.
And if you're a decent human,
Skomba,
that's what you do.
No, I agree with that.
If you broke bread with certain individuals and you were not well off, when you start becoming well off, wouldn't you want to break bread with the people that bought you bread when you couldn't buy the bread? Skomba. Skomba.
It will depend on how it will really depend on what you're going to do. For the mere fact that you broke bread doesn't mean I owe you, hang it.
Doesn't mean you owe me, no.
Yes. So it will depend on how we broke up.
Really? You wouldn't be entangled in something like that. You will be entangled with your ex having your card or a car that you bought and you let her have it.
No. It will depend, Slugane, I promise you. So if Slugane and Jelenge Kokren, why is she having half of my things? Or why am I feeling obligated to help her in some way? If Slugane and Kren, please hear me nicely.
Yeah.
If Slugane and Kren, and she...
He and Slugane and Kren is cool.
No, we realize maybe we
outgrown each other.
Yeah, we are outgrowing each other. And we've got kids and all these things. But if Slugane and Jelenge Kokren, and Fige Guam... I must come back and give you. No. Then I'm going to fight.
Lifelong entanglements that you regret. You know, sometimes it's not even about the regret, it's the fact that you simply can't have that conversation with anyone else. You know, there are these conversations or things that happen in your life, ne? You're like, only Skomba can understand this.
Yeah.
And the only person who would satisfy your soul to have that conversation with is that one particular person.
That's exactly what I said. Like, even though they parted
ways. You
can't
do anything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're talking life...
Entanglement
with your exes or your partners or
could be a family friend, yeah, like business partner. You,
sometimes umuntu uthi uqilisi long.
What's
that? I think umuntu uthi long.
Bese
nehluka. Aha. That's a life. That is a life entanglement. Sometimes you go to a flat, umuntu nomuntu msathandana. You sit in this flat. Uthen Louis, we own a flat. Unkayeli say 5 years. Within 2 years on circle grand. There's 3 years that needs to be paid towards Uthen. You guys have not paid the 3 years. And I paid. That is the life entanglement we want to talk about. Them. That's a regret.
Now you are chasing this person.
You're chasing this person for 3 years. And there's people that you buy cars for. I love you.
I would look at you leave your girlfriend with a car. And continue paying for it.
If Satandana.
I need to be Tandana. Yeah. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Maybe Patala. Half now, patali half.
I got tell next.
Imagine
yeah.
Don't you continue paying it and then leave
for what? For V?
Because I mean, speaking about buying cars and stuff. I mean, I remember there was a story with one of my relatives who had asked one of my cousins if they could use their name to buy a car.
Okay.
And that particular person now was refusing to pay for the car, but the car is in my cousin's name.
Ah.
The bank comes after my cousin.
Life entanglement.
Go take the car.
Why?
Can't afford it anymore. Go take the car. Because I think when you still owe the bank, you do have an easy way out.
Mm.
The problem is when... Was it 1,000?
But we're basically talking about the relationship. Shucks. Put the bank outside.
Put the bank outside.
Leave the bank.
This
relationship, this situation that you got yourself into.
Now.
Anyway, family, life entanglements, you regret getting into with your ex, having children, bank accounts, purchasing assets, starting companies, your extended family ties with their family or vice versa with your family. We're in it to win it.
How do you forget having babies? That's a thing, hey? That's a lifelong there's no bank loan that can expire on your kid. It's your kid forever. And here's this Barry. Yeah!
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Guys, one thing I've done is I took out a credit card with my ex and Ngayikhipha underneath my name. And unfortunately, when we broke up, the credit card was already maxed out. But shame, my ex was just faithful to his word. We ended up paying it back together. Almost a year. But every single month he showed up and we paid it back together.
Scary, hey?
Yeah.
Having that bill.
Sure.
And your person is not a nice person.
Nah, he's a good guy. Good guy.
Have you ever been entangled or know somebody that is entangled with lifelong?
So you've never taken any decisions. This is what we are doing together for the next 5 years.
Getting into business together.
No. Getting ice cream. Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
So today I saw an article about a couple. I think the husband is 65.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife is 59.
Okay.
So they have a saving. They have a saving of about $1 million. And they were thinking about retiring. But he was basically saying that both their accounts are separate.
Yeah.
They're separate.
You know, my controversial opinion, and of course I've never been married, but even people who are married, I think, should have their own spaces.
Yeah. Nanga ba mshaya Batman with Tony Braxton.
Ay, bo.
Yo.
Huh?
Yeah.
Batman impela ki kuluva ki uthi akuthembisa ki sgebengu. He doesn't fall for anything.
Ay, my man.
Tony Braxton wa mukisa wa muchama for 18 years.
Oh, my man.
Makaqeda in 2 weeks time he marries her. After getting married in two weeks.
Perfect.
Tony Braxton obatla divorce. Yeah, so she's probably going, she's chasing what, $165 million.
See?
Yeah?
Wama swabe after 18 years.
Yeah?
This is not
Batman. Batman inga kara pela beka klimaliza kabo lil Wayne. Usha umuntu R&B.
Una matatu
gangster. For me, wow.
Una matatu from here until the underneath of his feet. I'm a tlatlamolla
tonight. Tattoo,
you are not man enough.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Life entanglements you regret getting into with your ex. Thank you so much for the voice notes.
Yo, guys, I have a similar matter with my brother. We bought a house together because he asked me to assist him. Hey! Now I'm indebted. I can't even buy a mouse. I am regretting the day I signed those documents. I'm in a marriage now. Now I'm stuck. I can't bring something on the table because of that. Yeah. Entanglements. Skit may do it.
Lento leni bhlungu eh mina bengishadile and we're approaching 20 years shadile and then she filed for divorce, then she also refused to ukubhatala ikoloto, and of course I had an option to dispute that, but now if I check if I will go to court in and out for the next 3 years ukulwela a certain amount, and then I opt to gwinyilitshe. Remember, she was a housewife ne. I opt to gwinyilitshe ukuthi mfana sebenza ubhatala ikoloto, then I can tenga ndluli, then start afresh. So as you speak, she's up but the line ikoloto esazenza C2 and then akazingeni and u rich la khona pension fund ingenile mina la ngkhona struggle baba.
I wish a lot of men can hear it. I think the guy on the clip went is doing it a bit too much, but I understand where he's coming from. I mean, I never understand why abantu when they break up and they've been with each other, or they met when they were down and out, and now that they've made it, or they break up when they had already made it, but the lady Agazanga told you the benefits, and you are so hell bent on going to court fighting ukuthi the lady must not get access, especially when the lady has kids or you've got kids with the lady, you know. It's only fair that you make sure that they get the same kind of lifestyle that they used to get when they were with you.
All na aksone mo entanglement in fact, I've never been in an entanglement, but then if there's one thing my wife will benefit from, otokra disposal maintenance, if I were to separate from that woman, she'll get all about 20 or 30% of my salary. That's a given. There's no negotiating that. Whoever will be dating me will know that from the word go.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
Would it be unreasonable, or maybe you are inviting trouble at the same time, when you start discussing these things, in the case where laposyo hlukana khona, you have a certain percentage on my salary or my of my pension fund, or when I die you get a million, would that not push one to start behaving in a certain way? Or these are the discussions that when you are in a relationship or you are married, you should have.
Yeah, you should. I mean, that's why marriage contracts are there. Marriage contracts are there to stipulate what happens should they be one death to a divorce. That's what happens in marriage contracts. So whether you sign or in community or out of community or a prenup with certain condition or in, all of those things are meant to bring that conversation to life. Because you can't just say, my lawyer has signed it. I know. Kesalile prenup. Understand what your contract actually entails, so that how runi le motho wa file o tsa modilong. And it's not a disaster, it's not a divorce that's drawn out for 4 years. Now you can't move skumba o batla o divorce for 4 years o bizulwa na le ntose, whereas if these things are discussed, written down, agreed upon, then yeah, it's a life entanglement, but it's one you signed into.
I think one day we should have a discussion on the contracts. Labo outside of what?
Community of property.
Yeah, we shut the in community of property. And what happens if you say to Mundok, Nyaktanda, but whatever happens, Oguam Oguam.
Yeah, it's a deal. You can have those discussions. If you're dealing with a matured person, they'll understand. You know? And also, a prenup sometimes also makes your life easy. If you're a couple, you've made so much money, you've got properties, and one of you gets into trouble.
Yeah.
The one who's in trouble is the one who'll deal with the law. But if you're married in community,
they come for everything.
They come for everything.
But
so,
collect half, yeah, So, because you know that if you are married in community of property and you have a kid outside of that marriage, and when, let's say, you stop working, your spouse should be paying papkheld.
One day, we're going to have a whole show and a podcast for that, Khumutso.
You should 3 hours go for
it. I'm not going to class. Yes, Khumutso.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Mina, the entanglement that I got myself into is a loan that I took back in 2007-2008 for a guy that I was dating back then. And the balance that was never paid up was 21,500. Hey. And to date, I still want my money. I don't know how or when, but I still want my money.
My then ex, my then wife, now she's an ex-wife, made me take a loan for her 180,000 rand. You know, she said me down, I'm gonna pay you. This is how we'll pay off the loan. But because I was in love, I took the loan 180,000. When it was time to pay, I chose Zunginzan.
How?
You can't do anything. The debt is in your name. You have to pay it. Angela Guti Street, you are a man. Make a plan to pay off that loan.
Clearly, you're a sweet man.
So we go.
Oh, but that's just being evil, man.
So we go all out to even get loans for our partners.
Yes, we do.
Blinded by love. Hey, blinded by love. Bad man.
Trust.
So Tsilipansola, bad man.
180,000.
Blinded by
it's
love.
It's the trust, Skumba. Oshabamu, do you know that person that you think you'll spend the rest of your life with? And you're like, they'll never do me bad. I trust her with everything.
I always say, don't trust a man that says, trust me.
Hi, Khumutso Shami, doesn't work like that. You break bread with someone, once they are okay, they are gone. I experienced it. 10 years down the drain. Gonna go ill. Stupid in love me, went and took up a loan, settled my car, borrowed guy money. Basically, I'm tired. Because I was tired of with him. I'm like, no, man, nakia. Jesus mistreated me to a point where I had to leave the man I thought was the love of my life. Yeah, I'm patala at his own terms over a period of 5 years, no interest, nine gets an interest rate up and down, little banks. I'm still paying it off, and kiola utamakwa nalikoloi. Debt free.
Basically, with me, the father of my child, we bought a car to use as an Uber car, but we're not living together anyway. And then he never kept his end of the deal with the payments, and it was in my name. And then luckily for me, I ran into someone driving the car because they'd gotten a driver for the car. And then I threatened him with the police and stuff. And then that guy since then would check in game. And that's my long story short. But after this car is paid off, I will never, ever, ever, ever again. I learned my lesson. Yo, Abafana, who live in the desert with no water.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.